Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Nun Gimel Omud Aleph. This is the second to last Omud in the entire fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah. Very excited to be almost finishing up this volume, and we're in the middle of Simen Tov Kuf Chav Tes, which is a great way to end off this Simen and this entire Sefer Chelek of Mishnah Berurah with the Halachas of Simcha and Yontif. And we begin on the very top line on Kuf Nun Gimel Omud Aleph with the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah. In order to make sure that you enjoy the Shabbos meals, we're not allowed to eat on Erev Shabbos afternoon. One shouldn't eat on Erev Shabbos afternoon. It's a special mitzvah. It's not actually an isser, but it's a special mitzvah not to eat then. So too, the Ramah is telling us that in order to enjoy the Yontif meal, one shouldn't have a big meal on Erev Yontif afternoon, Mimincha ulamala, from the Mincha time mala. This is talking about Mincha Ketana, which is 2.5 hours before the end of the day, so this would be in our idealized 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. day. This would be from 3:30 in the afternoon. However, in the Bir Halacha, the Ramaskul Mincha Lamala says Lav Davka. It's actually half an hour before that, so it's really from 9 hours in the day. In other words, from 3 p.m. in our idealized day until 6 p.m. till the Shkia, one shouldn't have a large meal. The Chofetz Chaim adds over here from the El Yeraba. One should try to limit also the amount of work that one does during this afternoon period of time, just like on Erev Shabbos, like we learned in Hilchos Shabbos in Simen Reish Nun Aleph. Now, let's look in the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Hey, where the Mishnah Berurah writes, Hai Lishna Lav Davka. This is not an exact statement here that the Ramah makes, as he brings down, the Chofetz Chaim does in the Shaaret Zion Oz Zayin, that this is brought down from the El Yeraba, and it's a Pella, Shehetik Din Zemi Rambam. He's quoting from the Rambam here, but not exactly quoting the way the Rambam has it. Because, as the Mishnah Berurah says, the Gambi Erev Shabbos ain't no Isser. It's not really an Isser. It says here, V'osalecho. It's not really an Isser to eat then. El it's a mitzvah, Limona Milikbo Asuda, Miteshu Shos Lamala. It's a special mitzvah not to do so, because we want to be enjoying the Shabbos meal at night, or the Yontif meal at night, and if you eat a big meal in the afternoon of Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif, you won't. And this we already learned v'chanal in Simen Reish Mem Tes Ayin Shom. So it's not really an issa to eat then, but it's really more of a positive thing. Don't eat then as a positive thing, so you'll be hungry to eat the Yontif or Shabbos meal with great tayava. Sivkot and Vav, v'michel amala, which we already pointed out in the Bir Halacha, means 3 hours left in the day from the 3 p.m. till 6 p.m. Hainum is by Mincha Ketana. As I already pointed out, this is a Mincha Ketana, which really begins at 3:30 in our idealized day, but as we pointed out, it's really a half an hour before that. Ukamosha Kosav Mikodim, as we've already learned previously. Now, why shouldn't one eat during this period of time? So the Ramah added, Shazel Miklala Kavod. He brings down from the Rambam, this is a kavod for the Shabbos of the Yontif, that you'll go in to them somewhat hungry and you'll eat b'teyavon. As the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Zayin, Kadesh Yochav Alel Yontif l'teyavon. So you'll have a great appetite. You're not supposed to go in there starved. You shouldn't go in there that you're not enjoying the first hour of Yontif while you're in Shul Davening because you're so hungry. Same thing on Erev Shabbos. You shouldn't go in starving because you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. But you should leave enough room that you'll be able to enjoy the meal l'teyavon. The Ramah continues and he says, Miyu im Erev Yontif Shabbos. What happens if Erev Yontif is on Shabbos? In other words, Sunday is Yontif, and now it's Erev Yontif is on Shabbos. So Yochel L'Kayem Suda Shlishis. Then we don't worry about this, and we say you can have a Shalosh Shudas. At least that's the simple din. We'll see in a moment, you should try to move up Shalosh Shudas earlier. But technically, if you didn't, you're allowed to have Shalosh Shudas because that's the mitzvah of Shabbos to have Shalosh Shudas, and if you didn't do it early, you'll do it late. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot Neches, wrote to Lomar, Afilu im shochach, if you forgot to have Shalosh Shudas earlier, or the time is past, Lokim Suda Shlishis Kodim Zman Mincha Ketana, he didn't have Shalosh Shudas early as he should have. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, Yochel L'Kayem Achar Kach, then the halacha is that the Ramah is bringing down that you're still allowed to do it later on. We don't say, well, you'll miss out on Shalosh Shudas. In the Shaaret Zion, Oz Tes, he brings down from the El Yeraba and the Vilna Gaon this din, and he adds, L'chatchila Tov Yoseh Sheyochal Kodim Zman Mincha Ketana. One should really prepare on those days where Sunday is Yontif to make sure that he has Shalosh Sudos on Shabbos, so he should have the third Suda earlier in the day. So let's say he eats lunch at 11, 12 o'clock. So should I try to eat Shalosh Shudas at 2, 3, 4 o'clock and not wait till later in the evening? And he should have it well before Kodim Zman Mincha Ketana, which of course depends on the time of year. In an idealized day, it's at 3:30. So you should try to have Shalosh Shudas at 2 o'clock, 2:30, something like that. Sha'az, Yochal Le'echol Likbo Asuda kamashirtza. This way, you don't have to limit what you're going to eat at shalashudas. Otherwise, if you're going to have shalashudas late, as we'll see, you're going to have to limit it. So therefore, you don't have to go in this situation and limit your shalashudas. But otherwise, if you didn't have shalashudas in the right time, the Mishnah continues, he says, well, you can have it, then yochel l'kayim achekach, however, ach oz mitzvah l'chadchila lizor sheyochel rak ma'at pas. If you're going to have the shalashudas late, just have a little bit of bread, kadesh yochel b'lay l'til yovel, in order that you'll still be able to be hungry at night to have your yontif meal. If what didn't you call yontif rishon b'shabbos? The same thing applies if yontif rishon is on Shabbos, and then yontif sheni is on Sunday. Shayach kol elu advan, the same thing applies there as well. So the Rambam concluded and said you could have shalashudas earlier, preferably, but if you didn't, yocham ad pasal chavad yontif. You're still allowed to have a little bit of bread at that point in order that you'll have chavad yontif that night and you'll have a teyavon. Then the Rambam continues, mitzvah lalush pas biar of yontif l'chavad yontif. It's a special mitzvah to go and knead bread and make fresh bread for yontif on erev yontif, similar to the din on Shabbos. It rings down from the Ma'aril and Hilchos Yontif. And this is exactly Kamo Be'er Shabbos, as I just mentioned. Commotion is Boral El in Simin Reish Min Beis, as we've already previously learned. Now we went back to the Mechaba, and the Mechaba continues, and he says, V'chayiv lived so al shnei kikaros. There's a mitzvah to have lecha mishnah at every meal that you have on Yontif, the two meals that you're obligated to have. Lekboa kol suda al yayin, and likewise to have wine at each meal. The Mishnah explains the Sifkot and Tess, Chayiv litzvoa, libtzoa, b'shtei asudos sh'ochel b'yontif. You're supposed to have the Lecha Mishnah at both meals on Yontif. There are only two meals on Yontif. There is no Shalashudas required. And Kedekameh, as we're going to learn in a moment. The issue footnote number 10 brings down, Umi Mashmos from the Shulchan Aruch, the Kapachayim is Medayik, Shirak Bishtei Sudas. It's only at these two meals that you're Mechuyiv to have on Yontif that you have to go and have bread to be Livtsoa al Shtei Kikaros. As opposed to on Shabbos, the Aloch is that if you have a fourth meal on Shabbos, you should also try to have Lecha Mishnah. And he brings down, in regards to Shabbos, as I pointed out, the Ramah says, Shechayim Livtsoa al Shtei Kikaros b'chol ha-sudos. If you have the Sudas of Chitko, which we've talked about, so ideally you should have Lecha Mishnah at that as well. However, Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, brings down Shudin Yontif. He says the same din applies even on Yontif as well, that one should have two breads, make Lecha Mishnah if you're having a third meal on Yontif as well. The Mishnah continues and he says, if you have the Shtei Kikaros, Sivkot Yud, Shigam, B'yom Tov, Lohi Yorit, Haman, Kimo B'Shabbos. Where do you get this Lecha Mishnah idea? Because also on Yontif, the Mon didn't come down. There was a double portion that came down on Erev Yontif. V'yorit B'Erev Yontif, Kiflayim. And therefore, the Minhag is to have Lecha Mishnah on Yontif as well. Deir Shu footnote number 11 brings down that there are differences in which bread you break. So Kishabotzeh, Sapas B'Lo Shabbos on Friday night. So Shulchan Aruch brought down in Simen Reish Ayin Dalet that you put the one that you're going to break, the tachtona tchila, you break that one. For those that only break one, if you like the Vilna Gaon, you break both, then it doesn't make a difference. But if you're going to only break one, you should do it on the bottom one. And on Yontif, he says, you should break the top one. And he discusses it. Shabbos comes out in Yontif, you break the bottom one. Ayin Shum in Deir Shu footnote number 11 for further details. Sivkon Yudalat, the Mishnah Berurah says, Allah Yain, you should have wine in each meal. And Ogam Be'em Tzesuda, not only for Kiddush, but to have a little wine in the middle of the meal. Muvad, Masha Kiddush, Allah Yain Metchila, separate from the Kiddush. Kamolin and Shabbos, and this is the same day that you're supposed to have on Shabbos as well. The issue foot number 12 brings down Omitzus Kiddush B'Yontif. The Magen Avraham writes, as well as the Chayyadim, that's only a Dinder Rabbanon. The Afa Bikain Dinok B'chol Dine Kiddush Shal Shabbos. It has all the same Dinim as Shabbos, where the Kiddush is the Raisa, at least the rabbi said, to be Makadish Midor Raisa Al Hayay. The issue foot number 13 brings down the Lord says B'Yayin Shalak Kiddush Idechovas Mitzvah Simchas Yontif. Is it enough just to have the Kiddush wine, or do you have to have the wine in the middle of the meal? So he brings down from the Yashu Zatzal that it does help to have the wine at the beginning of the meal, the Kiddush, if you don't have enough wine for elsewhere, or you just want the wine at the beginning. Well, if he is there, Masha Kozav Mishnah Berurah Sheishtayayin B'Em Sasuda. The Mishnah Berurah said you should have wine in the middle of the meal. He says Ein Zem Mishum Chiv Simcha. That's not a special Chiv of Simcha. Ella Sheish Inyan Lekvoh Suda Liyan. That shows the Chashivas of the meal. The issue foot number 40 brings down Omnom Dinaseinu. Nowadays, Ein On a Regilim Lishtosayin B'Socha Suda Afil B'Shabbos. It's not our minhag to do so. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says that we discussed these dinim already. Canal B'Sof Simen Reish Non in Hilchos Shabbos. And he adds, "V'gam mitzvah lechol basar." Likewise, there's a mitzvah to have meat. The issue footnote number 15 brings down a whole discussion as to whether this means animal meat, it means basar behema, or would this include basar of chicken as well. It brings down various opinions that say that it only includes basar behema, and that bedavka you must have meat on yontif, And then he brings down some opinions that say, no, chicken would be included as well. And others that say, well, if you don't have meat of a behemoth, then at least go and have meat from a chicken, have basar oaf. Then the Mishnah Berurah tells a very important caveat. He says, v'chol's there im yado maseges. This is only if a person has a financial means for this, but one shouldn't go into hak in order to get this. V'ayil in Simon Reishman Beis, where this was discussed in more detail, the famous statement of Rabbi Akiva that it's much better to make your Shabbos meals like weekday meals rather than go out and borrow and beg from other people. Then he brings down the Isa b'avodas gilulim in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Avodas gilulim means the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Daf hei, where it tells us, Shetiknu l'harbos besuda b'yontov harishon shel Pesach. There are four times when they're actually dinim that apply here in terms of osel v'yezbeno. You're allowed to shech the mother, but you have to tell the people that are your butcher that you're selling meat to that you just shechted the mother cow, and now if you're selling them the baby cow, they have to presume that the mother was shechted that day, and therefore they can't go and shecht it. There are four times during the year, which the Mishnah Berurah alludes to right now for the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and that is that the rabbis were masakin, that people who specifically had meat at that time, they had big meals. So the first one is Suda B'yanta V'risho Shul Pesach. Everybody ate a big meal on Pesach. In the Shaar HaTzion, Osher Gimel, he explains, L'fishu Yom Ge'ula V'cheiris, because it's a special day of freedom. Then he brings down, we'll keep our finger on the Mishnah Berurah, as well as on this Shaar HaTzion, Osher Gimel. The next one is Batzeres on Shavuos. And in Shaar HaTzion, Osher Gimel, he says, L'fishu Yom Matan Torah, so we do a celebration because of Matan Torah. And the next one is Rosh Hashanah, and the Shaar HaTzion, he says, L'fishu Tchilas Hashanah, Osin Kein L'Simon Tov. So we have a Dafka, a meat meal, in order to go and show and demonstrate how important it is. And the fourth one is B'yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, on the last days of Sukkot, not the first days, as we'll see. And that is Ushmini Atzeres. Why is that? L'fishu Choshev Uregel B'fin Atzvot, to demonstrate that it's a separate Yom Tov by itself. So the one that's missing critically over here is Avol Yom Tov Rishon Shel Sukkot. We don't have this mitzvah. L'fishu Om Trudin B'mitzvah Sukkah B'dalad Minim B'in P'nai L'Hochid Harbe, because people are so busy getting the Dalad Minim and putting up their sukkah, they don't have a moment. It's free, so therefore they don't have such a big meal and they don't go in Shecht. Incidentally, it's also the last days of Pesach that are missing. There's no special inyan specifically for the last days of Pesach. There's not a special mitzvah to bedavka go and have meat and go and make a big suda. Then the Mechaber tells us, "Ubig de yontiv you yosetov mishul Shabbos. The clothing that you wear on yontiv should be even nicer than the clothing that you wear on Shabbos." Interesting. He brings down the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Beis Mishum Dechayev B'Simcha, because there's a special mitzvah of Simcha on Yontif that we don't have on Shabbos. V'zeo Gam Kein B'Chlal Simcha, and wearing very nice clothing puts a person in a good mood. Or Pashut because there Gam Kein B'Yado Maseges, and likewise, this is all true only if the person has the financial means to do so. But one shouldn't go into hak to do this. The issue footnote number 16 brings down, what about changing when you have Sunday Yontif? So when do you put on your Yontif clothing? Do you put them on Shabbos? Put them on right at the end of Shabbos. So this is actually found. Dershu footnote number 16 says, go look in Dershu footnote number 9. And it says there, Keshochol Erev Yontif b'Shabbos, when Erev Yontif is on Shabbos, in other words, Yontif is on Sunday. V'tzorach l'haklit mi big day Shabbos l'big day Yontif. You want to go put on your nice Yontif clothing. So when do you put them on? So if you put them on Shabbos, and you're doing it for Yontif, it's a problem of preparing on Shabbos for Yontif. So the Kafah Chaim brings down, she'll Lo yilbash es big day Yontif b'yom Shabbos somach l'chashicha. Don't put your Yontif clothing on. Let's say you daven mincha early in the day, and now you're going to shul for Maariv, so right before you go to shul for Maariv, you put on a new suit. No, you're not allowed to do that. Kim shenira kamecha mishabbos liyantiv. It looks like you're repeating on Shabbos liyantiv. So what should you do? El yil b'shem mibod yom. Let's say a person wants to put it on, he's going to mincha and shul, so go put on your yantiv clothing ready, mincha Shabbos, to go to shul. Then you'll keep on wearing them, and you'll have them on for yantiv. And when you put them on, have in mind that it's not only for yantiv, otherwise you're repeating on Shabbos liyantiv, but it's also covered Shabbos. Alternatively, he says, "Oh, she'll be shame rock the achas shechashech, or wait till it's after dark and then put him on." Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down in the name of his father the stipler goes at Zal sheish lulbo she's big the yontif me'erev Shabbos. He says, "No, in this situation, you can put on your big the yontif on erev Shabbos already." Shekain you'll be shame rock beyontif, because if you put him on only on yontif, you have a Sunday yontif, and you didn't wear them all Shabbos. Yesh b'kach zilzul b'kovet Shabbos. That actually is a zilzul in the kovet Shabbos. So it's better in this situation to put it ready on Friday afternoon. Chaber continues and says, "V'lo no agulas os mosud shlishis." There is no shalish shudis. There is no third meal on Yontif. There's only a chiyuv to have two meals on Yontif. The Mishnah explains the sivkon yud gimel kiim shtei sudis arvis v'shachris. The two meals are the nighttime meal and the daytime meal. The issue foot number 8 he brings down. And the nighttime meal he brings from the Shailas Shuvas Orlet Zion. Sheish lahakbid lecho ba ma'at baso lishtos mat yayin. The nighttime meal, which is not as important as the daytime meal on Yontif, even there, have a little meat and a little wine. But the meal, ikur mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, is to have the meat at the daytime meal. He brings down for the Sefer Shalmi Toda, in the name of the Stiplagon, Shim Evsher, mitzvah lishtos revius yayin, v'laylo kemobo yom. Should try to have wine at night as well. The issue foot number 90 brings down, when you have Yontif falling out on Shabbos, then the Mogen Avraham writes, then you do have Shalosh Shudas. And likewise, there's a special minhag that many have, Yontif Achud Shel Pesach, even when it doesn't fall out on Shabbos, the Thumla Gon and the Maitzer Rav is brought down, that he would also have Shalosh Shudas then, because he wanted to have an extra meal with matzah to show the chavivus of matzah. It's funny, because in the Hasidic circles, it's brought down, I think in the name of the Balatanya, that they would bedavka also have Shalosh Shudas on the last days of Pesach, because this was what's called the Suda of Mashiach. So therefore, everybody has Shalosh Shudas on the last day of Pesach, albeit for quite different reasons. Dish foot number 19 then brings down, however, the Chazon Ish was noeg to always have Shalosh Shudas and Malav Malka every Yontif as well, albeit this wasn't the commonly accepted custom. And he brings down here that if you have Shalosh Shudas, then you also have Malav Malka. If you don't have Shalosh Shudas, then there is no Chiyuv of Malav Malka. I am Dish footnote number 19 for more details. Mishnah Berurah continues, says, Chayv lechol ben pas, at the two meals on Yontif, you're supposed to have bread. And if for whatever reason you couldn't have a meal on Yontif night, yochal bayom shtei panim, then have the meal twice during the day. And then during Shachar's time, just like on Friday night, if you didn't have the Friday night meal, you make the Friday night Kiddush on Shabbos morning, so too you do the Yontif Kiddush on Shabbos morning as well. Then he says, "V'nei yesh mi'achronim shikosu." There are those achronim that write the af the ain no agin lasso suda shlishis v'pas. Even though there's no custom to have a formal suda shlishis with bread on Yontif, mikomo kom tov shelcha peiros. They did have some sort of food. They had fruits. The yesh kosu. Others say shemizen ispashin a minog. The minog came about lecho b'yontif tashil echad yosef b'shachris shi'achoshiv mokum suda. Some of the custom they have a special kugel, a special something else during the lunch meal on Yontif, and that would be instead of the Shalosh Shudas. However, he says, Avogad the Bishabbos, Ein Moz, El Yinyan Suda Shlishis by Shabbos, that wouldn't work at all, but there was this minhag to do this on Yontif. The issue footnotes number 20 and number 21 have some additional dinim that are similar from Shabbos to Yontif, Ein Sham. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Ubi Yontov, Ma'achri Lovel of Esa Knesses. On Yontif, people come late to Shul. Why is that? So Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot Yodalit, Kidei Letroch, Besudas Yontif, in order that they should prepare for the Besudas Yontif before they go to Shul, call them Sheol Chulav Esa Knesses, therefore they would go late to Shul. They would start Shul a little bit later. However, he says, nowadays, when our shuls are davening much longer, and there is a much longer davening for Shachris because of all these piyutim and the singing that goes on. The Karvel of Ade Shavuos Zman Kriyashma, and certainly if they start late, they're going to miss Zman Kriyashma. So he says nowadays, Tzorech L'Hashkiv B'Chol Yontif, you have to get up early on Yontif, you're not going late to Shul, Kedei Likros Kriyashma B'Zman Aroy, in order that you'll be able to say Kriyashma in the proper Zman. The issue foot number 22 brings down specifically on the Yontif Rishon Shel Sukkis, the Minhag never was to get up late because Zrizim Akdimin, you can't wait to go and take the mitzvah of the Dalad Minim, Lulav and Esrog. To finish off the Ramah, he says, Yontif be'achru level of Esa Knesses, they would come late to Shul, or Ma'aril Latzeis b'shul Simchas Yontif, and go home early, as fast as they could, in order to have the meal and have Simchas Yontif. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Chayev Odom Lio Sameach v'tov lei b'moed. It's a special mitzvah for a person to be very happy and in a good mood on the Moed, who himself, the Ishto, his wife, Ubanav, his children, v'chol ha'nilvim e'lov. Anybody that he's responsible for. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Tezvav says, "V'hu mitzvah sasei min haTorah." This is a mitzvah daraisa. Tasev samachta b'chagecha. And the issue foot number 24 says this applies to Rosh Hashanah as well, which is called the samachta b'chagecha, as we see, b'kesel yom chagenu. And this applies as well, the Ramah says, to women. And the issue foot number 25 says, even though it's mitzvah says man groma, the Chazon Yecheskel brings down, shemitzvah sasimcha hu midinei hayontiv. It's part of yontiv. And therefore, just like the women are obligated in all the losaseis, and aseis shel shabbaton, kach nitztavu gam b'mitzvah sasimcha shebi yontiv. They're also chayev in simchas yontiv. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. When Oheg is gam b'noshem, he brings down the Shari Tshuva in the name of the Shagas Aryeh. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Tezayin says, "Ayin in the Rambam Perek Vav Mihuchos Yontif, the Gam Cholamoid who bechal Moed Linu Simcha. The Cholamoid also has a din of Simcha. However, Aval Inyan Kavu VeOneg Ain Chayav Becholamoid. That isn't applicable on Cholamoid. Why? The Lo Nemar Behem Mikra Kodesh, because they're not called Mikra Kodesh." Dishavu number 28 says, but the Rambam does call Chol HaMoed Mikra Kodesh, and in our minhag when we daven, we call it Mikra Kodesh, and the Mishnah Berurah says, minhagin olamai b'Chol HaMoed Mikra Kodesh, so this is a Tzorach Iyun. With this, we conclude today's shir.